Hi. So I'm late. I had a... There was an incident at cheerleading practice, but it's fine. Everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. So, should we go? How about pizza? What? No? What happened? Cheerleader things happened and they made me late. But I'm here now, so we can go. What? Nothing's wrong. What? No, I'm not being bullied. I'm not... Look, it's really sweet. And I love that you're so protective. But this isn't like fencing and it isn't like horseback riding. There's no issues. And to be fair, I wasn't even being bullied there. It's just finding the right fit. You know, when you're Doulahan, extracurricular activities are difficult. I mean, no one told me I couldn't bring my broadsword to fencing. And again, no one told me I couldn't bring my flaming mount to horseback riding. And then, you know... And it was really nice of you to stick up for me. Have I ever told you that you're a really good friend? Because you are. You're amazing. You've always got my back. What? If you're such a good friend... That's not fair. You can't pull the best friend card. That is not fair. That is mean and underhand. Fine, stop with the guilt trip. I'll tell you, but you cannot laugh. No, I'm serious. You cannot laugh at me at all. I'm not embarrassed. I'm fine. How do you know I'm embarrassed? My flame goes pink when I'm embarrassed. No, it doesn't. And why are you paying such close attention to my flame anyway? Do you like it when it goes... nothing. So, I'm late because there was a slight... you know how... So, being a Doulahan cheerleader is difficult because obviously my head... But it means that we can do some really impressive things, you know, like throwing my head up in the air and, you know, it goes for fun cheers. Unfortunately, well, they're gonna laugh. You're gonna laugh. You are gonna laugh. But you are my best friend, and if I can't tell you, I can't tell anyone. And you can't tell anyone. I'm swearing you to secrecy, okay? So, we were practicing on the field, and my body was at the top of the pyramid, and they were going to throw my head up, but when they threw my head up, I got... This is so embarrassing. Portly jumped and stole my head. Yes, Portly. Yes, the fat corgi school mascot jumped in the air and stole my head. It's not funny. It's not funny. He took off. You wouldn't think that Portly could move that quickly, but he can. It's not funny. And fine, you can just laugh. Oh, it's fine. Are you done? Apparently not. Yes, Portly. Yes, the fattest corgi that ever did corgi. Are you done? No, you're not done. Just keep laughing at me. I mean, you're my best friend. It's absolutely fine. No. It is kind of hilarious. Kind of. Maybe not so much for me. So he took off full pelt. He can actually move. He's really quick. And obviously my body's at the top of the pyramid and I fell down. all the way to the floor and ouch. And then obviously I had to try and follow him. And my body was a bit banged up and I kept bumping into shit and falling over. Yeah, I kind of stumbled into the principal and that's why there's this big coffee stain. You wondered why you could smell coffee. I know, right? And, it was awful. Oh no, it's so embarrassing when my body's just stumbling around on its own. It's not cute. It's embarrassing. It's like that time on the metro, you know, when my body was on the train, but you had my head, and then the doors shut, and then that was awful. But this was worse, because it's high school, and everyone saw, and it's... Oh. And fucking portly. I wish I could be angry at him. I am angry at him. He stole my head. Why does he keep doing that? I don't care if he likes me. It's not funny. I don't ignore him. I just... Look, he's a corgi. You wouldn't understand. Okay. Do you know what kind of mounts fairies ride? They ride corgis, and the fairies in my family are... They're not exactly fun. They're really not fun. And... I don't want to talk about it. You cannot play the best friend card again. You've already done that. Fine. So when I was little, my family insisted that I had to go and spend my summers with my fae family. Something about a contract. I didn't ask because I don't want to know. But my cousins are kind of evil. And have you heard of polo? No, that's water polo. So they like to play polo. And they would use my head as a ball. So they would be riding corgis and trying to hit me. I'm not scared of corgis. I'm just apprehensive. And Portly's a really big corgi. And I know he's sweet, but it's just, you know, when he gets close, I panic. And he keeps trying to steal my head, and I... It's okay. I don't need a hug. I need a hug. Can I have a hug? Thank you. It's stupid. Like, it isn't already hard enough in high school. What did he do with my head? Well, did you know that he's got a secret lair? It's in the bell tower. And can I just say, being bumped against all those steps gave me a headache. So he's got this secret lair and he kind of dropped me on a cushion, which was nice, I guess. And then he brought over a packet of biscuits and then he just looked at me and started whining. What? He gave me biscuits, yeah. Sorry, what? What the hell are you talking about? Portly doesn't share biscuits. Obviously he does, because he gave me... custard creams. Portly has a favourite biscuit. Of course Portly has them. Of course he does. So he gave me biscuits and I ate biscuits until my body finally found me. Which was an hour later. An hour! what else did he do? He kind of snuggled up to me. Well, he offered me bourbon biscuits as well. And okay, this is a little weird. He dragged a teapot in, but he couldn't pour it into the cup. Obviously, I couldn't because I was ahead. But we managed to kind of tip it over so I could have some tea. Why are you looking at me like that? I guess he made me tea and gave me biscuits. Well, that doesn't mean that he likes me. It could all be, you know, a ruse. He could be an evil fey corgi and he's just luring me into a sense of, okay, that is a little bit ridiculous. But it's just... So you think he steals my head because he likes me? Well, it's just weird. Well, that he likes me, it's weird. It is. Not a lot of people like me. You're my best friend, you don't count. And that sounds bad, but it's not bad. I mean, it's not like anyone's asking me out on a date. What's this? This is dinner? We always go for dinner? It's just... What? What's wrong? What did I do? I said sorry for being late. I need to say sorry for being an idiot. Wow. That's a bit... How am I an idiot? No one likes me. Well, you like me, but... Okay, I don't know what that means. I don't know. Well, I just said that. I said that you like me, and then you said that you like me. I don't... That's what I just... You like me. You like... Why are you saying it like that? Like. Did you hit your head? Because I know how that feels. Remember, staircase. Bump, 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 bump. No? I am not stupid. I know you like me. You're my best friend. You like me. Oh, what? Yes, this is dinner. A dinner date. It's... What? I am really confused. Where are you going? What the hell just happened? Oh, come on! Bum.